You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Is that all right, Grandad?
No, a bit further round.
Oh.
Ah, that's it, love. You were casting a shadow on the blade.
Oh, OK.
I got to get the satin sawdust off before I can sharpen it up.
But do you think it is because of me?
What? You ain't serious, Phoebe.
Yes.
What on earth gave you that idea?
Well, a little while ago, I asked when she was going.
Oh, I see.
Maybe she thought I was hinting.
No.
I sort of was, really. I wish I'd shut up now.
That ain't it, Phoebs. You know, your Auntie Brenda's off because it's a fantastic chance for her to go travelling with an old friend from uni.
Are you sure, Grandad?
Certain. No. She's going to have a good look around Europe for a month, starting with Russia and all them Cossacks and Furriats.
I think there's a bit more to Russia than that.
Well, that's what she's going for, isn't it, love, to find out?
I suppose so.
I promise her leaving ain't got nothing to do with you. Anyway, you get your room to yourself again. So you're both winners, aren't you?
I'd have to take twice as much, Brenda, at least.
This seems like plenty to me.
Oh, no.
I don't really need another jumper.
Well, not for a month. Well, can I pop Bethany down a minute?
Oh, yeah, of course, Vicky. Do you want me to shift the pillow?
Oh, it's all right. Oh, she'll be perfectly snuggy. Aren't you, darling?
No, I don't want to be weighed down leaving between flights.
Oh, no.
And I don't need much heavy stuff. It's meant to be warm in July.
As long as you've left room for a few last-minute bits and pieces.
Oh.
You've got such a long journey ahead of you.
Oh, I'll just catch up on some films.
There. Travel sickness pills.
Oh, thanks. Usually I'm all right, but you never know.
And I won't get on a plane without one of these.
Ah.
I can't get my head comfortable otherwise. It goes round your neck.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And you have to blow it up first. There's a little stopper somewhere.
Mm-hmm, right, yep. Thanks very much, Vicky.
Oh, I'm not finished yet. Oh. Hand wipes.
Oh, brilliant. I meant to get some myself.
And most important of all, he doesn't want to come out now. There we are. Your very own little travel mascot.
Oh.
I've thought of the perfect thing to call him as well, but I can't tell you.
No?
No, it's bad luck naming someone else's teddy.
Oh. That's really sweet of you, Vicky.
And Bethany likes him, don't you, sweetheart?
Perhaps she should have him.
Oh, no, she's got more than enough teddies already.
And in my case, it's pretty full.
Oh, I'm sure we can find a little corner for Ivan the teddy, but I've said it now, haven't I? You don't have to call him that, though.
Well, it's as good a name as any.
But you're going so far away, Brenda. I wanted you to have something special to remind you of home.
Oh. Look, he can squeeze in next to my shoes.
Oh, yeah.
In you go, Ivan.
And he will ring us when he gets to your friend tonight, just so we know.
Yeah, of course.
How far is Hounslow from the airport?
Oh, not far, but I've got to pick up my visa first tomorrow.
Oh, it's going to be such a rush.
It's fine, I've got it all worked out.
No butterflies yet?
No, not really.
Oh, I'd have plenty. But good for you, Brenda. I'm sure you're going to have a smashing time.
All right, Dad?
You find your sunglasses, Tom?
Yes, I'd left them in the feed store.
Ah, right.
I've got such a lot on my mind at the moment.
Of course you have.
I wouldn't have bothered dropping in normally, but I've got so much driving today.
No, you were right to pick them up. Can't be too careful.
No.
The van looks very nice.
Oh, thanks. Glad you like it.
You really wouldn't know it's hired, would you?
That's the beauty of slapping on livery strips.
Mm, very smart.
I hope so. One of their managers wants to take some photos when I drop off the meals.
Oh, what for?
Well, mostly for Bellingham's in-house publicity, but Shafiq reckons there's a chance of getting one or two pictures in the trade papers as well.
Oh, that'd be useful.
Absolutely.
Gets the message out, doesn't it?
Yep. And with the in-store launch tomorrow, I'll take any publicity I can get.
Ah, oh, she'll soon calm down now Hayley's taking her back in.
Oh, poor old Abby.
She always gets a bit overwhelmed, anything like this.
You're not going to start crying as well, Phoebes.
No.
Just as well. Oh, thanks so much for letting me stay.
It's all right.
No, I mean it. You don't know how important it was.
I hope you enjoy your holiday.
I will. Now, Beth, you be a good girl as well, won't you?
Oh, she's going to miss you.
Oh, I'm going to miss you too, darling.
You will send loads of photos, won't you, Auntie Brenda?
Of course I will.
Here we go. I got it.
Not just touristy stuff, but, you know, like, ordinary things.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I loved about Joburg. All the little differences from here.
Oh, well, Mike and me, I'd like to see what you're up to as well.
I'll copy you all in.
Oh, thanks.
Brenda, love.
Yeah, I know. Oh, bye, Vicky.
Oh, come here.
Thanks so much for everything. And say goodbye to Roy again for me.
Oh, we will. It's such a shame he had to be at work this morning.
I don't want to nag, love, but if there's any traffic...
Yeah, okay, I'm ready. Bye.
Bye. Look after yourself, Brenda.
We don't often find you here.
No.
I checked everywhere else.
Sorry.
Your office, conference room.
I should have left word at reception.
Rose Garden was a last resort.
I was hoping some fresh air might clear my head.
Oh?
I'm slightly cotton woolly.
Oh, well, if you're not very
I'm perfectly all right, Linda. What did you want?
Well, are you free to come back in?
You always have to wait at these lights.
Because I keep messing about with a one-way system. You sure about your passport, love?
Yes.
It's so easily done, leaving it behind.
I checked before we left. And I've got my mobile as well.
That's all right, then.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, like Vicky said, we don't want to cramp your style, but... We'd like to know what's going on.
It probably won't be very exciting. Just PA stuff most of the time. Meetings, taking notes.
All the same.
Yeah, I'll stay in touch. And send you lots of pictures when I'm sightseeing.
Oh, yeah, please, yeah. How are we doing for time?
Fine. In fact, we're going to be early.
I know you've always fancied travelling, Bren, but... I never expected Russia.
No, me neither. But I'm really looking forward to it now.
Are you okay for cash?
Of course. I told you, Matt's paying me. Expenses and salary.
Yeah. But, well, in case things don't work out.
Oh.
Have you got enough to turn around and come back if you have to?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. Though I can't see it happening.
No, probably won't. Still.
Well, I'll use my cards if I have to.
Blimey, wouldn't fancy that.
What?
Having to work out what the signs are saying. It was a funny old language.
It's just different to ours.
Well, you don't know the alphabet.
Well, that's part of the challenge. I'll learn it.
Makes it harder, though. And not knowing what everyone's saying.
And Matt says the guys he's dealing with speak fluent English.
Oh, right. I'm sure you'll have a great time.
Yeah, I mean to.
Oh, hey, that's handy. Space is in the 20-minute waiting.
Perfect.
Saves having to park round the back.
Oh, that's good. I won't have to rush to the platform. Look, you don't have to get out as well.
Oh, I ain't leaving you to lug everything on your own.
Well, I have to for the rest of the journey.
All the more reason for me to help now.
Thanks.
Brenda.
Hmm?
You will be careful.
Of course I will, Dad.
Only, you read so much about the problems they got there. Don't get mixed up with any funny political groups.
Dad, I have got some common sense, you know.
I know, sweetheart.
And it's lovely that you're so concerned, but you needn't worry.
No?
No. For the first time in ages, I know I'm doing the right thing. I can't wait to get to St. Petersburg.
I've been going through the lost property. Mm-hmm. Usual catalogue of phone charges, forgotten shoes, stray dentures. Well, nothing out of the ordinary until one of the cleaners found this last week.
Oh.
Very nice lady's watch.
Silver?
It was a hallmark. That's why I wanted to show
you. Gosh, no one's claimed it?
No. Oh. So I looked through the most recent bookings, phoned the guests in question.
No luck.
No, none at all. But the extraordinary thing is, the room's only been occupied by single men since May.
Oh, excuse me.
You all right, Caroline?
Yeah. I was sitting rather awkwardly.
Mm. Well, I suspect one of them must have had undisclosed company one evening.
Oh, quite possibly.
Someone not keen to let it be known she was ever there, even at the cost of a very expensive watch.
Oh.
What's the matter?
Oh, sorry, I've got a touch of backache.
Oh, dear.
Mm. Oh, I'm better off standing up. Well, you've done all we could reasonably be expected to do.
Do you want me to get you anything, Caroline?
No. I'll take a couple of painkillers. Mm. Then I'll be as right as rain.
Ah, you're in here.
There weren't no one around when I got back, so I thought I'd finish the saw.
We went to see the ducks.
Mm. Guess that's where you were.
Bethany's still having a little snooze in her buggy. Brenda got off all right?
Oh, yeah, I saw her on the train.
Ah.
And I was on my best behaviour. Didn't try to talk her out of it.
Well, there'd have been no point.
I don't know.
It's only natural you're worried. I am as well, but we've got to admire her pluck.
I suppose so.
And it won't do her any harm when she's job hunting in future, will it?
Hmm.
International business experience. Well, that'll look good on her CV.
Perhaps.
Of course it will, Mike. Young people go everywhere these days without thinking twice about it.
Don't make me feel any better.
I know.
All right, she's got a good head on her shoulders.
She's a very clever girl.
All the same, going to rush her. She could do with someone to keep an eye on her. Of all the people we know, the last person I'd choose for that job is Matt Crawford.
Hi, this is Brenda Tucker. Leave me a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
Brenda, I don't know if you got my call earlier. It really is getting difficult here. I am doing the work of three people. Will you ring me as soon as you get this, please?
Woke up, Tig. Woke up. Take time. That's it. There you go. That'll do.
I thought you'd still be bringing them in.
No. Tig's getting a lot more confident.
I saw.
Eden remembers to come back to me sometimes.
Just. Not now.
Yeah, thank you, Ruth. That'll do.
Did you notice how clean the yard is?
Yeah. Good boy. Good boy. Lie down.
Pip scraped right up to the edge for once.
Yeah, it's not just that. The parlour's in decent nick. No nightmares with this lot.
I think she enjoyed being in charge with us away.
Oh, we'll have to take more holidays.
Yeah, please.
Oh, did she get off to church in time?
Up and out before you were awake.
Ah. That was quite a struggle this morning.
Well, we were home so late.
Well, as long as she got off for her first day.
I don't know if she'll enjoy staying over during the week, though.
Yeah. Well, if she doesn't like it, she can always commute.
I suppose so.
You can't be too fussy with relief milking.
At least she'll be back for weekends.
Yeah. She'd only be kicking her heels here. There's nothing much on before harvest.
And nothing with the herd.
No. How long did it take to get through the parlour this morning?
No time at all. There's only a handful still giving milk.
Mm. Well, perhaps we could have sneaked another day in Reims.
Wouldn't that be nice? Instead of separating this lot, we'd be strolling past the cathedral.
To the little brasserie.
A nice cool drink outside. Maybe a light lunch.
I'd have ham again.
Oh, that was delicious.
Fantastic.
Tom should try seasoning his with champagne.
Nice strong coffee afterwards. Then onto the F1 circuit.
Shame we never got there.
Yes.
Maybe next time.
Yeah, it would be great to go back one day. However, in the meantime...
Go on then. Won't be on the draft gate.
Please.
The sooner we finish here, the sooner I can start getting Rickyard ready.
Right. What are they called, the people next week? Is it the Wilsons?
Watsons.
Oh, that's it.
I'll have to put in a new shower curtain before they get here.
Yeah?
I hadn't realised the old one had got so grotty.
Up the way. Go on.
And I need to scrub right round the cistern.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Oh, doesn't it?
It's like we've never been on holiday.
Hi, this is Brenda Tucker.
Oh, for pity's
sake. Leave me a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks.
Look, you've made your point, Brenda. Sorry. Look, if you're waiting for an apology... Well, we both said things last week we probably shouldn't have. I accept that. But we've had the weekend to calm down, so it's time to let bygones be bygones. I simply have to get to Gilbert's Cross this morning. While they're waiting for the steel, Bernard wants to... Well, there are some questions about the communal areas. But I'm stuck here waiting for the young couple in Darrington to pick up their keys and fix up a decorator for the flat. So I really need you here now, Brenda. ASAP, please.
Absolutely industrial quantities of shortbread.
Ready for the first one?
Yep, go on.
Off you go.
Lemon shortbread, ginger... Chocolate chip.
Wow.
Shula says Mum's made enough to feed an army. 38, you'll do. Let's mark you up.
This is for the WI stall?
And the refreshment tent, I think.
Oh. Did you get back to Alistair?
No, not yet, but I know what it's about. It's about the coconut shy.
You gonna say yeah?
This way. Come on. I don't mind doing an hour or two.
I promised Cathy I'd do an hour on the White Elephant as well, to give her a break.
Well, as long as it doesn't clash with one of my events in the Games, I want your moral support.
Ben can't wait to see you doing the lazy stick thing.
Yeah, I know. He thinks it'll be hilarious.
Go on. Do you know where his friend Ethan lives?
Yeah, he lives on Long Road in Pennyhasset.
Can you give him a lift there next Wednesday?
What for?
He's staying over to celebrate the end of term.
Oh. Okay.
I promised Ethan's mum I'd return the favour later in the holidays before they both head off to their new schools.
Oh, fair enough.
In fact, he might be coming over with his family for the fete.
Really?
Ben's been bigging up the Highland Games to them.
Things must be pretty slow in Pennyhasset if they find that tempting.
He's convinced you're bound to win tossing the cable.
Oh, Lord. Right. Oh! Bang on 40.
Oh, do you know anything about the clan chief who's meant to be opening it?
No thing.
Oh, me neither. On you go. Cathy was asking earlier. She's been roped into the swishing now.
Oh, yeah.
Handing out the champagne.
Well, there are worse jobs. You still not tempted to go?
Oh, not in the slightest, I'm afraid.
Can't blame you.
Though I hope there is plenty for the repair fund.
Hmm. 43, you need to slim down.
Are we keeping some back like last year?
Oh, I don't know. We'll have to keep watching the land price.
Do you know he was coming?
No. Wait, this way. Come on, straw and water for you, mate.
Hi, Kenton.
They've deported you then?
Yeah, as soon as they found out I'm related to you.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah, very, thanks.
It was great.
Did you get to Reams Go?
No. We were just saying, next time.
Oh, that's a pity. It's meant to have a fantastic atmosphere.
Yeah, I know. Sterling Moss and Graham Hill both raced there.
We stayed in the centre mostly.
Apart from the champagne tour.
Ooh. Bring any spare bottles back?
Oh, sorry. We didn't think they'd travel.
Oh, well, to make up, you can lend me some straw for the Highland Games.
Yeah, sure.
And, oh, you haven't got any fence posts I could use for tossing the caber.
You're not serious.
Yeah. Cut to the right size. We can't lob telegraph poles around.
Well, I don't know what's kicking around in the scrap barn.
Yeah, oh, can I take a look?
No, it's locked and I haven't got the key on me.
Oh.
Can you hang on till we finish weighing the lambs? We'd take a break, but Ruth's in a rush to start cleaning the holiday cottage.
It's all right, if you want to go down and find the key.
Yeah, well, why don't I take over here and you can get on with Rickyard, Ruth.
Are you sure?
Yeah, don't look so amazed. I used to help Dad out with the weighing.
Well, that would be great. Thanks very much.
Hello?
Thank heavens, Brenda. I've been trying to get you all morning.
I know. I've just picked up my messages.
Well, when are you going to get... It's very noisy at your end. Where are you?
Oh,
Copenhagen.
What?
Copenhagen, Denmark.
I know where it is, but what the blazes are you doing there?
If it's any of your business, I'm on holiday.
On holiday? You can't be.
I am. For a month.
Brenda, you are being impossible. Have you any idea how manic everything is in the office?
Not my problem anymore.
Well, not at the moment, clearly. You don't really mean a month.
Yes. And even then, I'm not coming back to Amside.
Brenda, if you're pulling this stunt because you want an apology...
It's nothing to do with that. I made it perfectly clear I'm quitting. To you and Matt.
You've spoken to Matt?
Yeah.
When?
Last week.
How is he?
He seemed fine. He's enjoying Russia.
What?
Oh.
He's in Russia?
Look, I need to get a taxi.
Well, where? Moscow, Kiev?
Sorry, I'm in a hurry.
Oh, what on earth is he doing there?
I've got to go, and please, just stop calling me. I'm nothing to do with Amside anymore.
But Brenda...
So, you give them a pitchfork?
Yep. And then they try and hoik the bag of straw over the bar.
Well, and that's it?
No, that's only the start. It's like the high jump. We keep raising the bar till there's only one person left.
Or everyone's put their back out.
It's all a question of technique.
OK, well, I shall look on with admiration.
Now you've got to have a go, Dave. Oh, that is heavy.
No, the lazy stick and tossing the caber are enough for me.
Yeah, well, fair enough. Only natural that you're feeling your age.
Hey, watch it.
Well, thanks for the straw and the sacks. Will you want them back?
No. No, I'm sorry we haven't got anything for a caber as well.
Don't worry, I'll keep asking round.
And thanks for helping with the lambs.
See, it's funny. I quite enjoyed it.
Well, you handled them pretty well.
Well, I suppose you never really lose it, do you? Not when you've grown up with stock.
I guess not.
Yeah, all right, maybe I never did that much when I lived here.
I didn't say that.
But looking back, you know, they're good memories. Bringing the cows in and out, helping Dad muck out the pigs.
Kenton, you hated that job.
Yeah, well, I wasn't a natural with any of it, but I liked the routine. Well, sometimes. Well, OK, perhaps what I liked was, you know, feeling rooted.
Did you?
Yeah, I loved that. You know, I could go where I liked, do what I liked, get myself into some real messes.
Yeah, well, you did that all right.
But this was always safe to come home to, and that always meant a lot to me.
Uh-huh.
Hmm. And that was down to Mum and Dad, wasn't it? Everything rested on them. The farm and the family. I didn't really appreciate it at the time. I was too restless, wanted to go off and see the world. But they, you know, they were unbreakable. And that made everything else possible.
Are you worrying about Mum?
No.
She seems all right to me.
No. I've just been thinking about her and Dad the last few days. The things I didn't appreciate because I was so restless.
Have you seen the back tyres on the trailer, David?
Yeah. I'm going to pump them up after lunch.
Right. I'd better go searching for cabers.
You're not feeling restless again now, are you?
No. Just thinking some stuff over, that's all. Try and talk Dave into doing the sheaf toss, will you? We haven't got many takers yet.
Bye, Kenton.
Yeah, see you. Oh, and thanks.
Bye. Why do you think he's feeling restless?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I imagined it. But he's unsettled about something.
Is everything all right with Jolene?
Well, I didn't like to ask. But I've seen it before.
I do hope he's not going to chuck everything away in Ambridge just to chase some mad dream elsewhere.
It won't create problems, will it, Shula?
Oh, no.
I can come back later.
No need.
I was thinking of the noise seat. Not that it's a noisy job.
No, don't worry, Darrell.
Fitting the two strips is easy enough. There might be the odd clang putting the galvin side, though.
Now, the yard's going to be empty. Joanne's about to lead a hack. Marcy and Silver are in the paddock, but nothing spooks them.
Oh, right then. I'll get started.
I'm impressed you got hold of the fitting so quickly.
Well, can't pretend I've got anything else on. And I was pleased you asked me, so...
I did promise, if anything cropped up.
Once I'd seen the door and price up the repair, why wait?
Go and get it then, Henry. Oh!
Is this yours, Henry?
Well, that's kind, isn't it? Are you going to say thank you to Rob?
There you are.
He always insists on bringing a ball to the playground and never uses it.
I say one, two.
Well, just don't drop it again. Oh.
I'd be more interested in the swings if I was his age, Helen.
He's obsessed with them. What's the camera for?
Oh, I'm preparing a welcome pack for the staff at the dairy.
Oh.
Yeah, I've just taken some shots of the bull and the green. I want to give them a sense of the area when they get here.
So what's next on the list?
I don't know. Well, maybe you can give me some advice.
Mommy, miss me. I'll try. Coming, darling. Ready for a cup of tea, Darrell?
Oh,
Or would you rather have a cold drink?
I'm not far off finishing, actually. I've just got the other two strips to get on.
Well, do you want to wait till then?
Is that all right?
No, of course.
I've got the sheet metal on, okay? That'll stop a kick or two.
I hope so. We want the stall fit for purpose again.
I was surprised how expensive the fittings were when I picked them up.
Oh, yes. Nothing comes cheap running a stable.
The metal plate was almost 40 quid. The anti-tubes are tenner each.
It'll be worth it if they do the job.
They'll do that all right.
Well, put down everything you've spent, Darrell. We'll settle up as soon as we get your invoice.
Right. I will. Thanks.
It's absolutely chocker in here, I'm afraid, Kenton.
Oh, wow. King Solomon's vegetable mines.
Yeah. And that's my next job. Sort out what's going to the shop and what's going in the veg boxes.
Where shall I put the lettuces?
Well, there's a space the other side of the bagging chute.
Yeah, I've got it, Tony.
It was very good of you to bring a tray in.
Oh, well, you know, you scratch my back, I'll borrow your fence posts.
Well, hope they'll be all right.
Oh, no, they should be perfect.
Well, I'll hunt them out once I've checked we've got enough toms.
Yeah. Do you mind me cutting one of them down a little?
Oh, do what you like with them.
Yeah, well, we need one for adults and one for children.
Yeah, we should be all right. You hang on to them after the Highland Games, if you like.
You sure?
Yeah, I've got a whole stack. Been hanging around for years.
Oh?
Always meant to put a permanent fence up at the back of Far Pasture. In front of the tree lines.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
Oh, the number of times a calf got out there. Shan't need it now, though.
No.
So, if you can use a couple, you go ahead.
It must have freed up a lot of time, the herd going.
Well, Pat's as busy as ever in the dairy. Only difference is we buy in the milk.
OK.
And I've still got the polytunnels, the veg, and a lot of the admin.
Yeah, well, I know you haven't ground to a halt.
But you're right. I don't work anything like the hours I used to.
Oh, well, yeah, you deserve a break.
Yeah, I still have mixed feelings about it.
Really?
Yeah. Some days it's marvellous, having time for a proper lunch, or to work on my car.
Yeah, saw it outside.
Other days I walk into the yard and it's too quiet.
Yeah, well, I know that Dad missed the pigs when he closed down Hollow Tree.
Yeah, well, you do if you've always specialised. And I was a dairyman first and foremost. Mm. So now...
But you must still be proud of all that you and Pat have built up, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm not complaining.
You've put a lifetime's work into this place, and it's obviously thriving.
Yeah, well, if it is or it isn't, it's mostly Tom and Helen's responsibility now. which is as it should be.
Yeah, and which you and Pat have made possible.
Hmm. Yeah, I suppose we haven't done too badly.
I mean, give yourself some credit, Tony. I mean, when you started, you were tenants. Now you own the place.
Well...
You know, come on, you've set up a shop, a dairy. You've supported Tom's business. There's your veg boxes.
Yeah, we could have done worse.
You could have done a lot worse.
Especially given some of the knocks we faced on the way.
Yeah.
All comes down to luck in the end. Pat and I happen to make a good team.
Yeah, that is exactly what I was thinking.
One last run. And down you get.
No.
Yes. I'm worn out, young man.
And we've got to feed the ducks, Henry.
Red.
Most afternoons I'm off work, we come here. I virtually know the ducks by name.
It's a good job as a bench. I need a breather.
Break it up, darling. Don't throw it all at once. Well, go on, they're waiting for it. That's it.
Oh, good job, Henry.
Do you mind if I...
No. Plenty of room. Sit down.
He likes your shoulder rides a lot better than mine.
I'm sure that's not true.
It is. I never dare run with him. You're so much taller.
Thought he was going to strangle me with the camera strap.
Those were the reins. Oh, don't eat it, darling. Give it to the ducks.
So, what else should I photograph round here?
Well, you've got the bull and the green. There isn't much else. Did you get one of the village hall? Oh.
Who's that going in with Jennifer?
Sabrina Thwaite.
Ah.
Oh, it must be a clothes rail for tomorrow's swishing.
Oh, the big frock exchange.
Mm. Red plate.
Right, this is the last slice. Make the pieces nice and small.
Okay.
Auntie Jennifer's persuaded me to go.
Well, it sounds like my idea of hell.
Well, normally I wouldn't bother, but family loyalty.
Oh, you've got to keep the Relly's happy.
Where are you going, Henry? The ducks are here.
He spotted the pigeons.
No further than the tree, all right? Ah, probably won't find anything there.
You never know.
Yeah, fingers crossed. I spend so much time working in organics and looking after this one. Not much time for shopping. It'd be nice to get something different to wear.
Oh, pity. I like that.
What?
The music coming from Honeysuckle Cottage.
Oh, must be Ian's afternoon off.
White Stripes, not Sondheim. Good choice.
Why would he be listening to Stephen Sondheim?
Well, any of the shows. Lloyd Webber, Cabaret.
Because he's gay. It's an awful stereotype, Rob.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah. Most of the gay guys I've known like show tunes.
Well, yeah,
one of my best friends at college used to rip out a chorus of Someone to Watch Over Me at the drop of a hat.
Well, it doesn't mean every gay man likes show tunes.
No.
Well, Adam's not like that for a start.
I'm not saying it's a legal requirement. Sorry if I've caused offence. It was only an observation. What?
Well, as it happens, Ian always chooses Love Changes Everything at karaoke nights.
There you are, then.
But that doesn't mean you're right.
Here we are. Cloudy lemonade as requested.
Oh, thanks, Sheila. Oh, I've worked up quite a thirst.
I'm not surprised.
Oh. Oh, that's lovely.
Well, you've certainly made a good job of it.
Is it okay?
Oh, much better than it was.
Mm. Should last a while. Good quality galvanised steel.
Yes. And thinking about it, quite an outlay on your part.
Well.
So, would you like me to give you...
Are you sure?
Does that cover the materials?
Yeah, it's slightly over.
Oh, well, take it off the labour charge.
Oh, I will. I'll get a proper invoice to you in the next couple of days.
Please.
Oh, thanks, Sheila. That's much appreciated. And the drink. Gorgeous.
From what you said, you don't have to rush off to another job?
No, not today.
How have things been going since you left Ambridge?
Oh, you know, so-so. Not great.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's not just Ilona. That's pretty awful.
It must be.
It's the girls. That's what's really breaking my heart.
Why? What's happened?
I'm having a real job staying in touch. Ilona doesn't want me going round to their new place. And, well, even if I did, I'm not sure it'd solve anything.
No?
At least Anna talks to me. I give her a call every now and again, but she still doesn't want to seem to meet up, though. Rosa... She doesn't want anything to do with me.
That's very sad.
She seems to think it's all my fault, everything that went wrong. I don't know, maybe she's right, but I'm still her dad, ain't I?
Yes, but it must have been a shock for her.
Yeah, I know.
She'll probably come round.
I hope so, Shula. Well, what can you do, eh? Just keep plugging away and hope it comes right in the end.
There. That should keep them nice and steady till I get home.
Yeah. I'll look out for them on Sunday.
Oh, you're coming to the games?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Once we've looked round the fete.
Oh, good.
But only to watch. It's all a bit too vigorous for my taste. Especially the lazy stick thing you mentioned.
Yeah, well, spectators are just as important as competitors. We want plenty of atmosphere.
Afternoon, Kenton.
Oh, hello, Helen. Hi, Henry. You're both coming on Sunday, aren't you, to the games?
Couldn't keep us away.
Good. I want you on the tug-of-war team, Henry. Oops.
Henry?
Oh, we can smell his granny's cooking. That's what it is.
Henry?
Yeah. Oh, your mum's in the kitchen, love. You'll be all right.
Yeah, well, I'd better stop frightening children and get back. I've got some barrels to change.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't let the pub run dry.
Yeah, well, thanks again, Tony.
Ah, forget it.
Yeah.
See you.
Bye.
Bye.
What's he thanking you for?
Oh, some old fence posts. Oh. Yeah, he wants them for tossing the caber.
I hope it stays fine for Sunday. Mm. Right, better go and see what that little monkey's up to.
Yeah. Oh, Helen.
Yeah?
Would you ever describe Kenton as sensitive?
Kenton?
Yeah.
It's about the last word I'd use.
Yeah, well, normally I'd be the same. But he was, was very considerate while he was over here.
Good.
Yeah, we were chatting about this and that, and, well, I started talking about the herd. He must have thought I felt a bit down about it, because he went out of his way to be nice.
Well, he can do nice.
He kept saying how much your mum and I have achieved here, complimenting us on what a good marriage we've got.
Ah.
Never known him to be so quiet and thoughtful. I couldn't work it out at all. There's definitely something eating away at him.
Oh, come in.
Caroline, someone has claimed the watch.
Oh, my goodness.
Who? It doesn't matter. You're not well.
I'll be all right in a minute.
You're obviously in a lot of pain.
My back's being a little difficult, Linda, that's all.
But then go home.
Can't.
Why not?
I've got work to do.
Oh, the rest of us can manage here. Well,
I'm staying till the evening team come in. Even then, I can't go home.
Ah.
Would it be better, do you think, moving this mirror a bit this way, Jennifer?
Oh, do you think so?
No, it's not very good in this light.
Oh no, I see what you mean.
Yeah, perhaps if we turn it as well.
Oops, it's such a balancing act, having enough mirrors and changing areas and tables for accessories. And,
Right, how about that?
Yes, that is better.
So, we're about finished.
Mm, for the moment, Susan. Oh, it was very good of you to help with the final touches. Oh,
well, you and Sabrina have done all the hard work. You've made a marvellous job of dressing the hall.
Mm-hmm.
The candy floss drapes are amazing.
Yes.
Especially with all those, you know, glittery swags and bows.
Oh, well, very much Sabrina's initiative.
And I love the sparkly tiaras on the signs.
Well, that's another of her ideas.
Very eye-catching. Now, when do you need me back?
Well, 1:45, if possible.
Oh, easily. Only need a bite to eat and to pick up my own little offerings.
And our guests should be bringing their donations at about 7, but 1 or 2 are bound to be early, you know.
Oh, yes, yes.
And then it's a question of putting the clothes and the accessories on display as quickly, well, and stylishly as possible.
Well, that's Sabrina and Usha's department, isn't it?
And Alice and I are helping as well.
All right. So how long are you giving us to see what we fancy before the swapping officially starts?
Well, we're allowing 30 minutes for the viewing.
Oh, that'll go soon enough, especially with a glass of champagne.
Well, unfortunately, that's when you'll be at your busiest, Susan.
Hmm.
The cloakroom attendant is absolutely pivotal at the beginning, you know. Coats mustn't get mixed up with swaps.
Actually, I think Hillary's on cloakroom duty first.
Hillary Nicks?
Yeah, I managed to persuade her. We've agreed to take turns.
But the guests all arrive at the same time.
Oh, yes.
And after the initial rush, there's nothing much to do till the end.
Oh, didn't think of that. I don't suppose Hillary will mind.
Well, if you do find yourself at a loose end, you can always help Usha and Alice.
We'll see.
Oh, I thought Lillian might be able to spare an hour as well, but she sounded so fraught when I rang, I didn't bother asking.
Oh?
Yes, she was having a real struggle training up a new temp.
Oh, I was amazed when Vicky told me. Brenda's given her job up completely. Mm,
to go travelling, without even giving notice.
Oh, that's so irresponsible. I mean, whatever's she playing at?
Oh. Oliver?
Good Lord, darling. You're coming straight home.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Linda, did you...
Yes, I did, Caroline.
And she was quite right to call me. Come on, collect your things, we're off.
I can't go home now.
Well, you're not staying here, you look far too ill.
It's all right, I'll hold the fort till Ashley comes
in. No, it's not that. I promised Jennifer I'd be meeter and greeter at the swishing tonight.
That, my dear, is no longer your responsibility.
But I can't...
It's not up for discussion. You're coming home. Now.
Susan! Susan!
Quite a few early birds, aren't there?
Yes. Can you take over here for a few minutes?
Oh.
Well, it's very straightforward. And as the guests come in, collect their £10, count the items that they brought and mark it on their swap voucher.
Isn't that Caroline's job?
Yes, but there's still no sign of her.
You don't think I'm better placed helping Usha to put the tops out?
No, not at the moment.
I've been looking for a cashmere shrug for ever so long, and there's one just my colour, dark salmon.
Susan...
They won't suit anyone else half as well. Still, if the rules say everything must go on display...
It's only for a few minutes, while I liaise with Jill about the raffle.
Oh, all right then.
And here's your first customer. Hello, Julian.
Evening.
What do I have to do again?
Now, how many items have you brought with you?
These tops.
Ah, good. One, two, and three.
Yeah, and two pairs of shoes.
Well, they're very snazzy.
Yeah, and a belt. Mine. I had a job bringing this much. Kenton didn't want me to give anything away.
Right, six items in all, yeah?
Shall I take them from you then?
Yeah, please.
So you'll be able to choose six things in exchange?
Yeah, once the swish is officially declared open.
Oh, thanks. When's that?
It's in half an hour.
Oh, that'll give you time to see what's on offer first.
Entrance fee, Susan?
Oh, yes.
What was I going to say?
£10, please. All going to the organ fund.
You know, I thought I'd have to be late, but... Kenton got Reese to come in early to cover for me.
Oh, that was very thoughtful of him.
Yeah, I don't know what he's being so nice for. Must be up to something. Have you got change?
Yeah.
And then if you pop your jacket in the cloakroom and you can collect your champagne from Cathy.
Oh, lovely.
While I take these too, shall
I? You got the key, Jennifer, for the money box.
Well, haven't I given it to you?
No.
Oh, dear. Get my own head next.
Well, you've got so much to think about.
Oh, there we are.
Thanks.
Yeah, especially when the people you're relying on don't turn up on time.
A thousand apologies. Caroline begs forgiveness, Jennifer.
Oh, isn't she coming?
Afraid not. She's feeling rather unwell.
Oh, no.
What a shame.
Will I have to stay on the desk?
No, I've come to take her place.
You have?
Yes.
Brave man.
Not at all. Happy to serve wherever required.
Actually, that would be marvellous.
Except the changing room, of course. Got to watch the old blood pressure these days. So, what are my orders, boss?
Ashley's here now.
Oh, he didn't mind coming in early.
Not at all. And Ian's got everything running smoothly in the restaurant.
At least we weren't too busy tonight.
So you can relax and concentrate on getting better.
I'm in bed already.
Best place for you.
It was very good of you to stay on.
Well, I'm ready to leave now, but I thought I'd reassure you first.
Thanks.
Would you like me to drop some valerian off tomorrow?
Sorry?
I usually blend it with honey to make it palatable. It can be very effective.
No, it's all right.
Or perhaps you'd like a feverfew infusion?
It's very kind of you, but I've already made an appointment to see the doctor in the morning.
Oh, good.
So, all I want to do now is fall asleep. Oh, forget this horrible aching.
£70, £80, £90.
How have we done, Oliver?
£490 on the door.
That's excellent.
Yeah, not bad.
And Jill thinks we made close to £100 on the raffle, which, when you consider it... Oliver?
Very nice, Mrs. Freeman.
Oh.
Goes perfectly with the fascinator.
That isn't a fascinator. She's standing in front of the brownies parlour fern.
Oh. Oh, well, she seems quite happy. It's gone very well, hasn't it?
Yes, despite one or two awkward moments.
Hmm?
Well, Annabelle's burgundy ankle boots almost provoked a feeding frenzy.
Well, it's calming down now, though.
Yes, so I'm going to call for quiet in a minute before people start to leave.
What, to draw the raffle winners?
Well, not only that, but I've got some rather good news to break as well.
Oh.
I know, I'm terribly late.
Afraid you are,
but
Linda.
I wanted to show my support anyway, and someone may still appreciate a tie-dyed caftan.
Oh, goodness.
Regretted as soon as it was lifted from the tub 20 years ago. Now, let me find my purse.
You're not paying anything, my dear.
Oh, but Oliver...
No. My treat for telling me about Caroline.
Oh, that is nice.
Very soft.
It's a lovely colour.
Mm.
A kind of, muted tomato.
Dark salmon.
Emma, I love it.
It's not for Emma.
No.
Got her a little embellished vest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's much more your sort of thing.
You've made some nice choices yourself.
Yeah, and I'd have loved them ankle boots. Oh. But I could see straight away they was too small.
It's like watching Cinderella, wasn't it?
Who was Mandy Beesborough kidding?
I know. There was her trying to squeeze them on. Gemma Hawkins having a go.
And then Pat Fletcher hovering behind. They could have wrecked them.
Well, I'm glad Alice took them in the end.
Hello, Linda. You just got here.
Well, I was so late leaving work, I did wonder about coming at all.
You've missed the best of it, I'm afraid.
Oh, yes, I can see the quality has gone. Apparently we're reduced to Sabrina's cast-offs.
Oh.
Talk about putting all your goods in the shop window.
She's been very villainous. Yeah,
that's not Sabrina's blouse.
Lovely material, though, Jolie.
Oh, yeah. The sequins are gorgeous.
Excuse me, everybody.
Can we have a little hush, please?
Before we get to the raffle, there are a couple of things that I'd like to tell you. Firstly, we've made exactly £500 on the door this evening.
Oh, well done.
Yes, indeed. And, well, many thanks, everyone. But we've also received another substantial boost towards the organ repairs, thanks to the appeal on the Ambridge website. A gentleman in Connecticut who saw it has a family connection with the village, and it was a long time ago, but I'm sure that... I'm not the only one here who remembers Zebedee Tring.
Oh.
The real old Borsetshire character. You'd often see him enjoying a pint of scrumpy at the Bull with Jip, his dog, for company. And now his cousin's grandson, Curtis Tring, has not only offered to pay for the upkeep of Zebedee's grave at St Stephen's, but he's also made an extremely kind donation to the organ fund of... $15,000. Isn't that wonderful?
Marvellous. Bye, then.
Bye.
Oh, thank you so much, Susan.
Oh, I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
Oh, and don't forget to book for our next fundraiser, everybody, a silent film night with piano accompaniment.
And Patrick's playing, not Valda.
Oh, Oliver.
Well, we don't want to put him off.
Oliver, I must dash, but do tell Caroline not to come back till she's completely recovered.
Will do, and thanks again, Linda.
Oh.
Bye.
Bye.
Is it all right if I don't stay to clear up?
No. You hurry home to Caroline.
Sure?
Yes. Oh, I feel so guilty. I haven't even asked what's wrong with her yet.
I wish I knew, Jennifer. She looks simply dreadful,
Oh, dear.
She's been putting herself under so much pressure at work.
She's her own worst enemy.
I only hope when we go to the doctors we don't discover she's done herself some lasting harm. Oh, damn!
Hold on! Got it!
Cheers, Rob.
That's it! Yeah, keep coming!
Brilliant. Thanks, Rob.
I could see the arc slipping.
It was fine all the way down from Ashmead. As soon as I get to the workshop...
Is this what you're bringing it in for, Tom?
Yeah. It was standing empty last night. A gust must have tipped it over.
That's quite a split.
Oh, it'll patch up all right. But I'm glad you were there, or I'd have made it worse.
I've come to see your dad, actually.
Oh?
Yeah, he invited me to take a look at his MG sometime.
Oh, right. Any chance
of... Oh, sure. And I've an hour to fill before talking mineral supplements with a rep, so I thought...
You ready?
Yep. Where do you want to...
Let's bring it forward. Into the corner. Here. This way round. That's it. Okay. Great. Oh, he might be in the polytunnels.
Oh, walk over.
He was heading that way when I told him about Bellingham's.
Oh, yeah. How's that going?
Oh, pretty well. They've completely sold out of meatballs.
Excellent.
Yeah. And only got 20 casseroles left across two stores.
This is since...
Monday. We thought the first batch would last the whole week.
Oh, that's good.
They rang last night, chasing me up for another delivery tomorrow.
Short notice.
I know. Well, they want them for the weekend.
Can you do it?
Just about. Brandsters are preparing next week's orders early. I pick it up at 10 tomorrow, take it down to Potter's Bar, and if it sells as quickly as the first lot...
Flying.
Well, it's still very early, but Bellingham's are talking about possibly upping their order.
Well, fingers crossed for plenty of repeat buying.
That's what I need.
Mm-hmm.
Launch week's one thing, but they want to see regular high sales.
Well, no reason they shouldn't get them. I tried one of your casseroles last night.
Oh, really?
Your sister was plugging it so much. I dropped into organics.
Good for her.
Memorable packaging, the right portion size.
We worked hard on that.
I can see them doing well. And if you get established at Bellingham, selling elsewhere is going to be easier.
Oh, yes.
Their name carries some weight.
I'm noticing that already at some of my other outlets.
If the meals perform well, you'll have to think about brand stretching soon.
Well, I've had one or two ideas already. Though, I don't want to get ahead of myself.
No.
I've made that mistake before. But, you know, you've got to have a roadmap.
Of course you do.
Eventually, it may be worth looking at spin-offs, like Tom Archer Cooking Sauces.
Oh, I think I mentioned I had a friend in Montreal did something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
You finished with the salads, Dad?
Yeah. I was going back when I saw Robin here.
I'm hoping to be a nuisance, Tony.
How?
Well, I should have rung, but since I was passing... Is this a bad time to take a look at your car?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes. Come on, see what you think.
Oh, I don't want to go back to bed.
The doctor said bed rest, darling, and sitting up doesn't suit you.
Oh, nothing suits me at the moment.
Careful.
Oh, I'm fed up, Oliver.
I know it's not very nice for you, darling, but, well, there are worse things than shingles.
It's no consolation at all.
Gave me quite a turn seeing the rash on your back this morning.
Oh, it was so humiliating. Being made to wait in a separate room at the surgery.
Yeah, understandable, eh?
I should have gone the whole hog and issued me with a handbell.
Well, it's lucky I've had chickenpox, or I'd be steering clear as well. Here, want me to rearrange the pillows?
I can do it myself.
And I am to contact Borsetshire astronomers to confirm their day conference?
Oh, please.
Anything else while I'm at Grey Gables?
Oh, I don't know. Depends how long I'm going to be off for.
A week or two at least.
Oh.
I'll go through the diary with Ashley or Linda.
I wish Dr. Jameson had been more specific.
It'll take as long as it takes, Caroline. Now, can I get you anything before I go?
Oh, Lord.
What?
I didn't get back to the council. I was going to do it first thing.
Don't worry. Linda's onto it.
Oh, she knows about it, but we haven't established when they're going to arrive.
She promised she'd check. She mentioned it at the swishing last night.
Oh.
So, no need to panic.
Oh, that's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
I promised Jennifer I'd take the leftover clothes to the horse sanctuary in Darrington.
It's all right.
They'd jumble on Saturday.
Alice is doing it.
Oh, is she?
Mm-hmm.
That's very decent of her.
It's all being taken care of, so you don't need to worry about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Except taking your tablets and getting well again.
All right.
Like another drink before I go?
No, thanks.
Sandwich?
I'm not hungry.
Magazine?
Oliver, I'm not a child. I can look after myself.
How about a DVD? I could bring up one of your box sets, eh?
Mm-mm.
Well, to help pass the time. Do you want one of your Scandinavian murders?
No, too gloomy.
The American police thing?
Too complicated.
Uh-huh. Little House on the Prairie again?
Please.
Yeah, it's off Harcourt Road. It's not Viney Street, it's the other one off Harcourt. Oh, well, anyway, it's down the other one and then you go left.
Tilbury Street, off Lely Street, Mrs. Bellamy.
Yes, yes, that's it, Anthea. It's a recent acquisition, otherwise I'd remember. My partner's idea, not mine. And for the life of me, I can't think of the flat number. I'd like to know what it is.
You want me to look it up?
Yes, please. If I'm going to the Marble Yard to pick out worktops anywhere, I might as well call it.
Let me save this first. Is it a shared property?
Well, it's a two-person flat.
Is the ownership shared, like the paper mill?
Oh, no, it's wholly Amside.
Residential?
Yes, it's a flat.
One moment, Mrs. Bellamy. Res 1, res 2, res 3. Are these files defined by value or area?
It's in the last one, res 3, the most recent properties.
I see. That wasn't immediately obvious.
I'd have done better ringing all the doorbells.
Number 14, flat 2A.
Ah, yeah, I thought it was. Well, now I just need the keys.
Oh.
Yes, I'd like you to get them for me.
Certainly, Mrs. Bellamy. And where might we find them?
Without giving notice...
So Susan said.
Why?
To go on holiday.
You're joking. I know she wasn't happy at Amside.
She's gone to Denmark. Or Sweden. I can't remember which.
On her own?
With a friend, I think.
Oh.
Another girl, according to Susan. She heard it from Vicky.
I can't believe how mixed up she is.
I thought you'd better hear it from me first.
Yeah, thanks, Mum.
I don't suppose Lillian's very happy about it?
I just don't get it. She's made so many crazy decisions lately. I just hope she doesn't regret them all one day.
Yeah. Oh, here's your dad. Yeah. I'd better get down to the polytunnels.
Hey, Dad.
There we are.
That was fantastic.
What do you think, Rob?
Oh, it's a great car.
Where's your mum off to?
Back to the dairy, she said.
Oh, sorry I missed her.
You still want to look under the bonnet?
Please.
Hey, we must have a pint one night. You can tell me more about your friend's setup in Montreal.
Oh, I'd like to. Yeah, you might find it interesting.
Oh, I look forward to it.
So, this is the refit.
Yep. And our Sully 1380.
Runs sweet as a nut.
Mum was beginning to wonder where you'd got to.
Ah, we just had a quick spin round the village.
Oh, and here comes Helen. She'll be glad she caught you, Rob.
Perhaps I did leave them out yesterday.
I think you must have done.
But only because I knew I need them today.
They'd have been so much easier to find if they'd been correctly labelled.
They'd have been easier to find if you hadn't tucked them away in a drawer.
Would you rather I left sets of keys unsecured in future, Mrs. Bellamy?
We'll discuss it later. I need to get on.
Oh, before you do... Are you entirely comfortable with the cell styles in your spreadsheets?
Am I comfortable with what?
I don't know whether it was you or my predecessor who changed some of the defaults.
I couldn't tell you.
There's something to be said for and against the changes. If we could have a brief look now, I'll be in a better position after
lunch.
Look,
I told you, I haven't got time. I'm running late.
I see. And you're happy for me to lock up the office?
Well, there's no need. I'll be back later this afternoon.
I mean, when I go for lunch. I'm leaving in 10 minutes.
Are you?
I was quite specific about my hours yesterday. There are dietary reasons to consider. That's it.
Look, can't you hang on just a little longer for something to eat? I mean, just till I get back.
Not really, Mrs. Bellamy.
But I'm having some blinds delivered and they need signing for.
I'm a great believer in sticking to agreements. Besides, I'm already committed to having lunch with Mr. Rogers.
Look, I'm not interested in your private
life. One of the directors of Borsetshire Executive Personnel.
Oh, the agency.
I work through, yes. We like to have an early appraisal when dealing with new contacts like Amside.
Hmm. Well, you mustn't be late for that, then.
No.
Well, Anthea, hope you have a good lunch and find plenty of nice things to say about us.
She can start helping the junior church on Sunday.
Nick?
Yeah. Clary was pleased she's been given the go-ahead so quickly.
These are still a day or two off ripening.
What, the peppers?
Yeah, they should be all right for next week's veg boxes.
The cherry toms are perfect.
I'd have got to them earlier if I hadn't been sidetracked by Rob. Could have done without that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a nice enough chap and he's genuinely interested in sports cars, but, well, I think you're right. I'm not sure he's a good influence.
So you can see what's happening?
Oh, yeah.
I can't bear watching. He's married, for heaven's sake. Yet the minute he appears, Helen completely changes, starts acting like a teenager, hanging on to his every word, deferring to him all the time.
No, not that. I was thinking more of the effect on Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, I heard them having a great long chat this morning. Rob egging Tom on.
About what?
Oh, expanding the business, dreaming up new products.
He's not established enough for that.
And Tom was lapping it up.
Oh, he would.
When I helped to take an ark back to Ashmead later, he couldn't praise Rob highly enough. Someone who understands the big marketing picture, who knows how things are done elsewhere.
Oh, he can be so impressionable.
I couldn't get enough of it.
It's hard enough already, keeping his feet on the ground.
Yeah, that's what worries me. If he goes on using Brian and Rob as sounding boards, what chance have you and I got? He'll never listen to common sense again.
Right, that's the last of the mixes for an air. I'd better take some upstairs.
No, there's no need, Jolene.
Well, you'll be surprised how many we get through at a Kaylee.
No, I've already taken them up.
Tonics? Ginger ale?
Yeah, orange, mango, passion fruit, the lot.
Oh, well done, Kenton. I'll get on with setting up the speakers.
No, I've done that as well.
When?
While you were in the cellar.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, and I took another couple of tables out.
So we're already up there?
Yeah, good to go once Moira from Borsetshire Scottish Dancers gets here.
Right, well, we're well ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, that was the idea.
In fact, if I'm quick, I can get to the cash and carry before we open.
Why?
Well, to pick up the plastic glasses for the beer tent on Sunday.
I did that while you were getting your nails done this afternoon.
You got everything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beer glasses, wine glasses, stirrers for the kids.
You've had a big swig of get-up-and-go juice today, haven't you?
Well, I was hoping, if we got all the jobs out of the way, that there might be time for,
That'd be nice, darling, but I don't think we can risk it.
No.
I mean, not get my hair straight before Frieda comes in.
No, I wasn't, what I meant was, I've been wondering if you would...
Kenton?
I want to...
Hello? Anyone in?
Oh,
you'll have to forgive me, darling, because I let myself in through the back.
Oh, hello.
I know you're not open yet, but if ever I needed a drink and a sympathetic ear, it's right now.
Oh. Still here, Jazza?
Aye. Still strong doing arcs when I should be buffing up for the Kayleigh.
I'll have to go in early for my pint before the racket starts.
Traditional Scottish music, isn't it a racket?
No, of course not. Helen was asking earlier, who's this clan chief opening the games on Sunday?
You'll have to wait and see.
He is a real chieftain?
Oh, aye.
So why can't you tell us about him?
They're busy guys, Tony. Clans don't just run themselves. And I don't want to raise everybody's hopes till he's actually here.
I see.
Right, that's it. Finally done.
It's a late finish.
Aye, thanks to Tom.
Why?
Swanning off to Potter's Bar when he should be doing half the arcs he's sell.
Oh, he had no choice, once Bellingham's rang.
I know, he had to get the mules there. I'm no daft, but it makes a long day for me.
Yeah.
And I was hoping to save some energy for the Virginia reel and Hooligan's jig.
Has he said anything about brand stretching to you?
Brand stretching? What, like Sabrina does to the logos on the wee tops she wears?
No. Spin-off products from the meals. Or any other plans?
Ugh, I don't listen to him more than one word in ten when he's blathering on, Tony.
No.
Although, he seems to think Rob Titchener's the golden boy all of a sudden.
Does he?
Oh, he must have said about half a dozen times this morning what a smart guy he is.
I realised he'd been very evasive, but I just couldn't pin him down.
Well, at least you've spoken to him and know where he is now.
But not what he's up to. Mm. Not really. I mean, he said he's made a nice little investment in St. Petersburg, with money we'd agreed to use jointly, I might add.
Oh, dear.
But he wouldn't give me any details, or say when he's coming back. Even if he is coming back.
He's still hurt about you and Paul.
Didn't sound it. Oh. Didn't show any feelings at all. I told him I'm finding it, keeping everything together at Amside, now that Brenda's done the dirty on us.
Well, you have got someone in for her, though.
Anthea. Severe bob and a large charm deficit.
Still, if she gets the work done...
Half the time, I'd be better off doing it myself.
Why?
She's no initiative at all. Every step has to be spelled out in big, bold letters.
Yeah, but then... She gets on with it?
Eventually. I suppose she's reasonably thorough.
Well, summer.
If you discount her being such a stickler for timekeeping, very strict about breaks. Mm. Some complication with her small intestine I chose not to explore.
I know it's tough, Lillian. But it's bound to take Matt time to work through this.
But that isn't even half of it, Jolene. I mean, if that wasn't enough, I had a call from Bernard Whistler this afternoon. The contractor at Gilbert's Cross.
Oh, yeah.
They found asbestos whilst they were digging out old reinforcement work.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
No, it isn't.
Why didn't it show up in the survey?
Because it was buried underground level.
Oh.
And work's come to a complete standstill, of course.
What happens now?
He's trying to get a specialist out to assess how much there is, how long it'll take to remove. Until then, we can't do anything except twiddle our thumbs and watch everyone's money go down the drain. Mm. Perfect end of the week from hell.
Yeah, fueling up before the dancing starts, Jazz.
All right. You can up later yourself.
Yeah, I thought I'd give it a go.
Just watch me if you want to see how it's done properly, Jamie.
Well, I can't compete with the threads. Not a kilt and jacket.
Ah, looks the biz, eh?
Yeah, very sharp.
You don't look too bad yourself. Except for that awful wee drink you've got there. What is it?
Isla, go out this way.
Sure.
Yes, thanks so much, Jolene.
Well, not at all.
Bye now, darling.
Bye, honey.
Yeah, see ya.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Over an hour.
I know.
Couldn't you have hurried her up?
She's had a terrible day.
Yeah, but all the same.
I know. I stranded you in here when you should have been getting ready upstairs.
No, it's not that.
At least it's not busy. Only Barry, Mr. Booth and a few others.
Yeah, well, there are a few in the beer garden as well. And Tony's just nipped out to the gents.
But you've coped.
Yeah, that's not the point. Listen. I was about to say something when she barged in.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I've spent all day worrying, trying to screw up my nerve.
Why?
Well, what it is. Yeah, what I want to ask you...
Go on.
Well...
Another pint, please.
Oh.
Pat's round at Cathy's all evening, so why not, eh? Now, who wants the privilege of serving me?
I better go upstairs.
Yes.
Yeah, people will be arriving in a few minutes.
Ah. Right. Another Shires, then, Jolene.
Right. Look, I'll pour this, then, and come straight up, Kenton.
Yeah, please do.
Yep.
I don't think so.
What?
Oh, you're going to be far too busy. The Borsetshire Scottish Dancers have just pulled up, and they're a notoriously thirsty lot.
And if you've remembered all that...
I can't remember anything.
We head for the end. Both lines dancing forward.
You must be tapped sticking to pomegranate juice.
You'll make an arch like a demonstrators are showing you.
You need to be bladdered to get the best out of your Kaylee.
I want a clear head for tomorrow.
The next line.
Why? It's your 18th birthday, man.
I'm celebrating in the evening, but come on, thinning saplings all day with a chainsaw.
And finish.
Good practice for the caber tossing on Sunday, innit?
Yeah, I might have a crack at it.
So if the rest of you can take your places and threes...
Oh, here goes.
I bet you wish you'd had a proper drink now, eh?
Come on, everybody. Ready to make circles when the music starts? That's it. And... off we go! Join up and round to the left!
I thought it would have quietened down in here by now.
I wish it had.
Yeah. You've been rushed off your feet the past hour. Did you hear what Neil said?
No.
Well, with the American gift and everything else that's come in, they've already got over 15,000.
Are they stopping? No.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? He's marked it on the thermometer.
He's got a temperature.
No. On the side of St. Stephen's, for the organ repair fund.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's great.
I think I'll have a last half, please.
Right, yes.
Jolene?
I thought they were stopping.
No.
What are you having?
A half of Shires.
Ladies on the outside, and promenade.
Jamie, you bam!
Sorry.
I'm meant to be with Rosa.
I've got a muddle.
Let go.
Well, I can't. Everyone else is in pairs.
Get off.
Oh, we'll look funny.
All right, we look like top professionals now, don't we? You go that way. Hold on, Rosa.
There.
Ah, thanks. Ah, the good thing is, they'll be able to think about booking a repair soon.
Yeah.
When they get up to about half the money, Neil says. 18,000.
They've been dancing for ages.
You need to book well in advance.
They must be due a break soon.
Is all the thumping getting to you?
Oh, yeah. I wish they'd stop.
Must be a lot worse for poor old Kenton. Right in the thick of it, eh? Is he on his own?
Completely. But not for long.
Can I have my change?
I'm going upstairs.
Oh, but Nathan wants service.
Yeah, well, Nathan can wait. I've got to, take some crisps up. Urgently.
And off you go.
There you go.
What are you dancing, Jimmy?
Well, I lost my place.
You couldn't take over here for a second, could you?
Behind the bar?
Yes, I want to go downstairs. I'm running short of tonics.
No, you're not. You've got millions of them.
Yeah, well, you can never have too many. Doesn't matter. Go back and join the dancing, eh?
Yeah, all right.
Jolene.
Kenton. I brought you some crisps.
Great. Darling.
I had the feeling there was something you wanted to say to me.
There is.
What?
Everything. I want to tell you everything. How much you mean to me. How I want to be with you for the rest of my life.
Oh, Kenton.
I've been thinking about this all week, but I've been so afraid of putting everything at risk. I've only just now got up the courage to ask if...
Yes!
Yes?
Yes!
And finish.
I will marry you.
Jolene!
Oh, Chaz.
Go steady, you two. I'm tearing up for you. I love a happy ending. And I want to be the first to toast your engagement. You're good together, you two.
Oh, cheers, mate.
So, When you've finished snogging, any chance of some service?
We'll be right back.